For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A weekend of cleanup from Hurricane Michael for many in Florida, but State Fire Marshal Jimmy Petrona says for others, it's still not safe to go home.
Stay there. There's no need to rush back, because if you do get hurt while you're here, it's going to be a challenge for us to administer any type of life-saving services.
Rescuers have yet to search through some of the worst affected areas of Florida's flattened Mexico beach. President Donald Trump plans to call the King of Saudi Arabia to talk about the alleged interrogation, torture, and killing of a missing veteran journalist inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. The Saudis deny the allegations by Turkey. The Washington Post reports the Turks have played audio and video recordings for U.S. officials to back their claims. President Trump, in a CBS 60 Minutes interview, says if it's true, there will be severe punishment against the Saudis by the U.S. government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
A Turkish court frees American pastor Andrew Brunson. Brunson considered a spy for Turkey, but U.S. officials say he's a Christian man wrongfully detained. He's lived in Turkey with his family for more than 23 years, but after a failed coup attempt in 2016, Brunson was arrested and accused of plotting to overthrow the government. The White House pushed repeatedly for his release, and now that's happened. He meets with the president today in the White House. Although 30 million Facebook users had their personal information stolen by hackers last month, Facebook Vice President Guy Rosen says there's no need to change your password.
Have already been secured by the action we took 2 weeks ago to reset the access token for people who were potentially exposed. No one needs to log out again.
The FBI is investigating the hack, which includes things like phone numbers, emails, gender, and current city. State investigators in Michigan are investigating the discovery of the remains of 11 infants found in the ceiling of a former Detroit funeral home. The Detroit Free Press reports the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs received a tip on where to find the bodies. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Roots Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An Air India flight scraped a brick wall as it took off Friday, leaving gashes along the underbelly of the airliner's fuselage and forcing it to make an emergency landing. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
All 136 passengers and crew aboard the Boeing 737 landed safely at another airport and were put on another flight to Dubai. The aircraft had just took off when air traffic controllers warned the pilots they may have hit the wall. Photos showed huge holes in the perimeter wall where the landing gear had hit. Air India removed the pilots from duty pending the investigation.
USA Gymnastics hires former Congresswoman Mary Bono as interim president and chief executive officer. Bono will hold the position while USA Gymnastics searches for a permanent successor to Carrie Perry, who resigned under pressure from the United States Olympic Committee in September after spending 9 months on the job. USA Gymnastics is still struggling to emerge from the fallout of the sexual abuse scandal surrounding former team doctor Larry Nassar. More than 200 women have come forward over the last 2 years claiming they were sexually abused by Nassar under the guise of treatment, including current or former members of the organization's elite program. President Donald Trump in search for a replacement for Nikki Haley at the United Nations. More from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump floats Ivanka Trump, his daughter's name, to fill the position of U.S. ambassador to the U.N. now that Nikki Haley is leaving at the end of the year. Trump saying Ivanka would be incredible at the United Nations, but the married mother of three has said she would not serve.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.